Township of McKellar Committee of Adjustment meeting for September 17th, 2024. Order. Start with roll call.
Morley Haskam.
Nick Ryland.
Reg Moore.
Debbie Zublock.
Mike Hackenan.
Secretary Treasurer Carly Britton.
Chair David Moore. Any disclosures of pecuniary interest and the general nature thereof? Hearing none. We have a couple, one guest online, I guess. So just procedure, we'll go through the actual application itself and then have anybody online, the applicant perhaps can speak to it. And there'll be questions from the members of the committee, and hopefully they can be answered by the applicant. We have the minutes of the June 18th, 2024 meeting for approval. Start with this one first. I have resolution 24-09, moved by Councilor Debbie Zulak, seconded by Mike Hackenan, that the committee of adjustment meeting agenda is accepted as presented. Call the question. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. And resolution 24-10, moved by Mike Hackenan, seconded by Debbie Zulak, that the committee of adjustment minutes of the June 18th, 2024 meeting are accepted as circulated. Any discussion of those minutes? Hearing none, call the question. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. We'll read the actual resolution and then we open that up for a discussion. We have resolution 24-11, moved by Reg Moore, seconded by Nick Ryland. Be resolved, the Committee of Adjustment is hereby grant the minor variance application A/03/2024 Wozniak to permit relief of one accessory building / structure, garage private, to number one, permit 1.4 meters relief from the minimum rear yard setback to allow for rear yard setback of 1.6 meters, and number two, permit an accessory building / structure that is neither incidental and or ancillary to the primary dwelling, and three, that all other applicable sections of bylaw 95-12 as amended are to be complied with. So I'd ask the clerk if any, first of all, the procedure, whether correspondence has been received and whether notices were supplied.
Notices were supplied in advance of the meeting. I have nothing in writing, but I did receive a phone call from either the son or the son-in-law from 23 Middle River Drive. His mother lives on the property. They had expressed that they have no opposition or objection to this application.
Okay, and all the people within a certain area were notified?
Correct, 60 meters of the subject property. And then I will also note, too, that Tom Stoneman, project administrator for the Township of Public Works, he visited the site yesterday to ensure that snow plowing will not be affected in the turnaround, with the garage being closer to the rear yard. He has no objection or concern. I did note to the applicant today via email that there could be additional snow load within the turnaround if he were to one day construct a entrance from the turnaround into the garage, and he replied that he is well aware of that.
Okay, I'll turn it over to the applicant at this point to make any presentation, any comments, if you wish to.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, that's good, thanks.
Hi, everyone. I really don't got much to say besides my wife and I plan on retiring up there next year if everything goes as planned. And I'm a machinist by trade, so I... pretty handy guy. I need a place to go and puddle around and work and store a few of my toys. So I really hope this will go through.
Okay, thank you. Committee members have any questions, comments?
I guess the only question I have is you're aware that if you're going to use the garage as a business, that there's other stipulations that have to apply?
Not at all. No, sir.
Okay. The only other thing is it's not a concern, but I understand the building is going to be larger than the main, and that's fine. the I see on the site plan you submitted that the garage is 10.2 meters from the front property line. Is there and 12.? I don't know what that six or something from the high water mark. I'm assuming that is it six from the river. Is there a reason that you want to locate it closer to the cul-de-sac whenever you have room in the front?
Yeah, just because with I'm planning on putting a new septic system in also, and I want to make sure I have the room for that also. And I've already talked to a septic company and got a quote and got measurements from them and all that kind of stuff. So I've done my homework on that.
Okay. Thank you.
No, I just had the question too, because it does talk about the main residence and that it has to be, it can't be within the front yard, either that or the 10 meters, I guess, which is a stipulated distance. So it seems to meet that distance from the shore. Yeah, I was just wondering. That's fine. I was just looking at the 10.2 meters. I was looking too because the application talked about a garage, and that was a concern. This is all for personal use, as mentioned. It wouldn't be any type of home occupation.
Not at all.
Okay, because again, we have stipulations in there for, first of all, since it's waterfront, that there can't be any home industry as such at this stage. Home occupation could be in another building. It didn't have to be within the house itself, but if it's not even home occupation, that's fine. I guess the other question, sorry, go ahead.
I don't plan on running a business or anything like that. It's strictly hobby.
Okay, I'm wondering as well why we were looking at, it's neither incidental or ancillary to the primary dwelling. Usually, that's what we request if it's a garage or a workshop related to the residential use in the main building. So I'm wondering why that's in there as a condition that it's neither incidental or ancillary to the primary dwelling. Whether Reg had any thoughts on that either?
That's the only section in the zoning bylaw that makes it be smaller than the main residence. That's the wording. Incidental is the wording, not ancillary. Ancillary isn't even in our bylaws. The definition says subordinate, incidental and subordinate, but ancillary is another word for it. So anyway, that's the only thing that requires in the zoning bylaw that it be smaller than the main. I had the same concern as you did whenever I read that. But if you read the actual resolution, I think that covers it because it says that it's an accessory building. If you look at the definition of an accessory building in the bylaw, it says that it has to be incidental and subordinate to the main.
Right.
So as long as the resolution contains that wording, accessory building, then I think it covers it.
But the resolution said it's neither incidental nor ancillary.
But it says it's an accessory building.
Right.
So if you read the definition of accessory building in the bylaw, it says that it has to be incidental and subordinate.
Right, okay. So we are covering up. Yeah. So I just wondered because I looked at the previous one that was done, and it was a huge building back on Smith Road there.
Mm-hmm.
And we had as a condition in there that the use of the accessory building shall remain incidental and subordinate, even though it was twice the size of the house.
Right.
And now this one's saying that it's not incidental or subordinate.
To me, better wording in the I think the resolution covers it, but a better wording would be to say that just come out and say it's larger than the main, even though it doesn't say that in the bylaw, but that's what it means.
Right.
But it still has to be incidental and subordinate, even though it is larger. But anyway, I think the resolution does cover it in the fact that it says accessory building. And like I said, if you look at the definition of accessory building, it can't be an accessory building unless it is incidental and subordinate.
Okay. Any other questions from the committee members? Okay, I'll call the question then. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried.
you a copy tomorrow, and then you have a 20-day appeal period, as we've discussed before. So I know you're working with Chris for the building permit. He cannot issue it until the appeal period ends, but I'll send you an email.
Okay, so 20 days after after today. Okay.
Yes.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
No problem.
So we have resolution 24-12, moved by Rich Moore, signed by Nick Ryan. The committee of adjustment does now adjourn. Thank you for your attendance.
Thank you, guys. And
call for it.
Thank you.
Favor.